adventures in pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to Adventures in Pathfinding.
I'd call it right. Close to finish.
That's the last one. Hey guys, we're back, and we're on the we're at the cliffhanger of cliffhangers.
Let's see if I die.
To sum it up very quickly, last episode, Azel botched, misfired her blunderbuss, and this had been after it was already in the broken condition, which caused us to we had to look up some rules to find out what the fuck happened, and it turns out death happens.
Yes.
Now, I didn't see it anywhere, but can we get a reflex save against this?
Because it is an explosive thing, and most of the time that stuff has a reflex save.
As the DM, I will happily, until I look it up, I will happily give you guys a reflex save to at least...
I don't know what the save would be. Yeah, I don't know what it would be.
Maybe I should just make it a roll. I'll assign it a number.
Okay. All right, what number?
He's like David Dice.
Not telling you.
David
Dice. Because I have a pretty high reflex.
Right. I feel like, though, I should at least be half damage, not to be a douche.
That's what it would be. Reflex would be half damage.
All right, so yeah. What is it? Zurash, Heimlich, and...
I don't think he gets reflex.
That's true. I do like that. I think that's fun.
And then the ice one.
Fuck him. Just kidding. And he's like...
I got a 9.
Alright. Well, that is definitely lower than the number I had in mind.
Zurash got a
17.
Heimlich got a 17.
Alright, you were definitely...
When I sent Phil, when you botched, that's alright as long as you kill us both. I'm all the way up to the side.
Suck it.
Sorry.
You did kill the other two members.
Yeah. Alright,
So, if he rolls above 13, my character's dead. 5.
5.
7.
7. Ooh. Oh,
fell on the floor.
Spence is... Amazing. All right. Oh,
that's fucked up. Not dead.
Oh, my God. So, what was it? 7, 8...
5, 2, 7, 8, 13.
So I get half 13.
Wait, no, 15.
No. It's 15.
5,
17.
2, 15.
Hmm?
15. 7 plus 8 plus 2?
No, it was 5 plus 8.
I thought it was
plus
5 8. Plus 2.
It is.
Oh, that's right, because he rolled a 5 and 2.
So
it's 15, 15
divided by 2, so what do you got? What, 7?
Yep.
8.
So seven,
you're
always round down.
All right, so she had 12 hit points, and now she has minus 2.
That's fucked up. The holder of the gun didn't die. But
7.
I'm sorry.
Well...
I'm sorry,
dude. Hasn't stabilized yet.
That's true.
That sucks. I had a bunch of plans to kill David myself.
But
not my fucking misfire.
Oh, yeah, you blow your constitution.
Yeah, I blow my constitution.
Oh, my God.
All right, well. All
right, so, yeah, you guys, this horrible, absolutely dreadful eruption just of sound just happens.
Is this a blank character sheet, Eric?
Yeah, I got it.
The blunderbuss is destroyed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More important.
The boomstick has boomed, and not in a good way.
I think.
Are you dead?
He's dead.
I'm
dead.
He's gone.
Yes. All right. Well, with
I got
Heimlich's last moments.
Wow.
You what appears before you is safe place. What appears before you is a very attractive woman.
Ooh.
And
this is all right.
She's surrounded by wasps, just all around her.
Mm-hmm.
And she is just laughing, just absolutely good. She's holding her stomach, and she is just laughing horribly as you fade out of consciousness.
And wasps are an evil eating god, if you didn't know that.
Yeah, that was part of the whole thing.
That's awesome.
We had that planned.
Well, she's not trying. She's
evil. I'm right up on her. She's evil.
Yeah.
Felicia like hated my family for some reason, so she made me think it was Desna and was making me. That's why she made me do all the stupid stuff.
Well, it would have been stupid stuff, but we never got a chance.
I know.
But, alright, so.
I'm just gonna have to go with Ranger.
Can we just take a break? Let's take a break.
Do you want to?
Yeah, I
think that's a good
thing. Well, I mean,
we can figure out our bearings, see what's going on.
He's got to roll up. Where did this break brought to you by guns? Never had them in a fantasy game.
You guys keep going, because don't they have to get to a... Well, did the ice elemental die?
Yeah, oh yeah.
So he
evaporated into a watery mist. Redundant, I know.
So what does David's character look like to us? I know my guy's crispy right now.
He's essentially... what side were you on? The right side? Yeah, basically, like, the entire, like... Unfortunately, the blunderbuss, he mostly erupted out of that side. And,
no.
I guess the right side would kind of look like bacon after it's cooked too long. Somebody's got to make sure it's dead.
I'm still alive, barely.
And, his entire right side is just charred.
My guy could be like, what the fuck? What the fuck was that?
You know, in combination,
what the fuck?
In combination with that elemental just pounding on his chest. And then that unfortunate...
Fuck! What the fuck is going on?
Could have been worse.
What the fuck?
It's
what
hard
the fuck?
Thank
like,
God your alchemist fires all didn't blow up.
Dustin's like, wait a minute!
That would have been amazing.
Oh,
that's the thing, it's like, I'm just not fucked up enough to think of that stuff.
If anybody wants to loot me, here's all the stuff I have. There's an alchemist fire in there too, I just didn't write it down.
This is what you get for killing my gnome!
You were asleep!
You were drunk, passed out.
Not just a little.
You can't really make.
No,
it,
you were a
little
drunk.
You
were gone.
When you're drunk,
ice cream
was
fucking awesome. What?
I still have some. I'm not sure I want to. Oh, holy fuck!
I got fucking here. I'm fucking biking.
The
what?
Part, right,
so.
The funniest part is when you were outside the temple, like yelling at people.
Fuck you guys! Fuck you!
Everybody, go for. Including Wilhelm? Okay, Wilhelm, were you hurt? I don't think you were hurt.
I wasn't even hurt.
God damn it.
I wasn't
I think,
hurt.
So you're still within the burst radius.
Yeah, so...
I am?
Yeah, he just... He's,
no, he just channeled. He
Oh, wait, no, I did. I've been hurt previously. I was at 6 hit
points. I don't know how you guys feel about his character's death. Zarash was really the only one that had any sort of run-in with him before. And that
holy
was very,
shit!
Very briefly.
I don't feel bad. I feel bad, especially since he's, for all intents and purposes, he's
that,
one of
the holy shit,
from the
that
north.
Fucking holy...
I say we need to bury him.
There's a river right there.
No. We need to bury him.
Oh, man, that's funny. Well, who's got a shovel?
I do.
If he has a shovel,
I thought I picked one. I have an anvil.
No, that's going there again.
Well, it's also
you know how traumatic it would have been had you guys taken botches to see his lord is annihilated from a misfired gun?
Oh, my
he
God.
He would probably be attacking Azel right now.
This stuff, though.
Assuming
so,
that he
so did you did he heal Azel then? To your
yeah, he healed everyone before.
I need some
except
sort of paper.
Other corpse.
Being that. Keep some track of what's going on with her.
I don't know what she got. She probably should have his weapon since she ain't got nothing now.
She, yeah. Off that gun. Even if she had a gun, I'm going to take that away from her from now on.
Azel had a bastard sword or some kind of sword, too. Everyone heal additional, too.
So how much total is healed?
6.
So minus. What
after
about
that,
perfect
minute, you guys can see this glowing light come out. Very weird contrast. All of
total 6 is healed. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay, so she's at +3 now. She wakes up like, "What happened?"
Well, if we don't have any shovel or anything, I'll just make a kind of a makeshift burial in the snow for him. Since he said it was really deep.
Yeah, it's definitely. It's school cancellation.
Leave his body to the side. Take it back to town for a proper burial once we. That's what we need to do.
No, I don't like
that. Well,
yeah,
Heimlich died.
He's a practical burger.
You are never to have a gun again as long as I am around you.
But why not? I don't understand. So I'll bury him in there, and then I'll, after I get done burying, I'll be like, all right, everybody, who has words they want to say?
You guys
show your respect.
I didn't know him very much. All I have to say is, fly on.
Float away.
Fly on, butterfly. You were like a caterpillar turning into a butterfly. That's what I say.
Show mercy on you.
Jura says those are mighty fine words. But did anybody else say anything?
Hey, your DDH should choke the cat.
I don't think you will. From what they were just saying.
You don't know that.
No.
Well, I would hope that Azel has some guilt.
She does, yeah.
Hopefully.
I've never had this problem before.
We gotta roleplay our guilt right now.
Jurash will say.
Well, that's it, right? That's it. I've never had this problem before.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to kill him.
This never happens. I swear it's cold out.
Why?
I didn't know.
The gun was so cold.
I didn't know Heimlich. As you know, he loved the nickname Heimlich.
I'm sorry. That's Willem. I gotta get back to
him.
He
seemed a bit
eccentric. I wasn't really with his plans.
But he did have a good guidance when we first started this encounter. And had such an explosive end. Back to the mud with you. May Phrasma guide you when you reach your scales.
Alright.
I'm telling Phil right now that he's banned from having guns. Marty bans you from having guns now.
He probably wishes he didn't miss it.
Yeah, good.
That
was not me. That was the hand of God right there. Two ones in a row. You got an extra saved one that didn't blow up in his face and kill everyone.
Yeah, that's true.
Wow.
Anytime now I play with a gunslinger, I am going to recount the story. I'm going to make sure they know. It's like, listen,
yes,
you should just go solo.
Yeah.
You need to get away from...
And
you walk 10 foot away.
Get away from civilization. What's awesome is that the campaign that I really briefly started with... David, my cousin, my brother, and then Eric was going to jump in. Is that one of the main party members right now has a gun? He's a gun user. So if that ever actually happens, I'm going to tell that character, hey man, watch out.
Oh man, it's no big deal.
I think he had something down on the floor.
No, there was a different one. I got that. Okay.
All right, so
did
everyone say their words? So they feel.
And Jerish will wipe away like a tear. Hiding.
Get some snow out of your eyes. I get it.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Jiro, do you feel comfortable with?
I looted his ass.
Okay. Yeah.
Good words, everybody. Good words.
All right.
Now the best way to honor his memory is to continue on our mission to find this broad.
Would you like to scrape off some like ashes, maybe a little charred bits of his
what weapon
to
did he
bring
have?
Back to the homeland?
What weapon
if
did
you
he
ever
have?
Get there? Okay.
Had a longbow and a longbow.
I'll take his arrows.
My tiny arrows?
No. His real arrows.
Zell needs them.
I pick it up.
Yeah,
I pick up the long sword. Willem picks up the long sword, brusquely hands it over to Zell. He's still kind of crying.
Yeah.
Azel crying?
Azel smears his blood on her face.
Zeresh doesn't like Azel.
I can see why.
Azel's faction with Zeresh has gone down.
Okay, I guess if you guys are ready and you would like to continue on. I mean, we're very accurate here at Adventures in Pathfinding when it comes to death. This is exactly how this would happen. All right, guys, let's go.
Maybe we should dig up his body and use it as a raft to get across.
I think he's walking away. I'm taking the slide across. Okay, that's about stable.
If you guys would like to walk across the ice, just give me a perception check.
I'll do a perception check. First.
This is all, by the way, I know with my awesome illustrating skills, this is all ice, that this entire thing's iced over, except for, of course, where the holes are, but asking for a perception check to make sure.
There's
another one, Jesus.
Is there any more healing that you can do to Azel? She's not going to ask for it, so she's pretty
good. Got 23.
Hey, there you go. I was like, holy fuck, and then 23. Okay. Zeresh, you are able to pinpoint... maybe due to your backstory, your history.
All of us heal 3 more.
You,
I'm at full,
so I'm good. But
you can tell that there are
6 points.
There's a couple of spots of the ice that are actually very, very thin, and I will mark them accordingly. And you kind of, I'm going to assume that you point out, hey, don't walk there.
would assume there's plenty of ash on the ground. I'm going to kind of grab, like, a handful, and then when I'm walking across, very slowly, I'll kind of...
I can't believe it. I'm so sorry your character died.
It's okay.
Yeah,
it's part of the fun of the game.
Are you having fun?
Yeah, building a character real quick.
You weren't even drunk.
real quick, sorry to pause you guys. So I'm making a ranger that's going to be proficient with two-handed weapons.
Okay.
What can you use for two-handed weapons?
We can always use any weapon with two hands.
No, no, I mean, he's like, I'm going to have
two-weapon fighter?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
you
like,
can use anything. The main hand, you'll have less bonus if, like, the main hand is, like, a long sword and the other hand's, like, a light
but
weapon.
But if it's, like, a kukri, or are those even around this area?
Can you use a rapier?
Kukri?
As long as it's a light weapon. I mean, if rapier is considered a light weapon,
yeah,
then, it's, then you can.
I know rapiers are like rogue's best friends.
Yeah.
Just because of the high crit range on
them.
Still D6s of damage.
Okay.
So I have a lot of damage in because my guy is planning on going two-hander too.
Ooh, it'll be fun.
But I was going to plan on two-handing midges.
I feel like that's a guy out of Borderlands. I feel like it's somewhere in some DLC. Someone who's using midgets. Psychos.
Yeah. Or if David's character, we'll go ahead and throw him back into the fold.
But, Zeresh, you're able to,
Yeah, I was going to say, unless you want to use it for your
Well, I mean, I can use it for now, so we don't have to dig through everything.
Zeresh, you're able to pinpoint, the other weak locations in the ice.
Here, there's a good one for you.
I'm not going to worry about this. It's too much goddamn work.
I wouldn't worry about it.
What are you looking at?
Now I'm just putting shit together.
All the stuff.
Beats and junk, I don't know.
Alright, so, you guys continue.
Alright, guys, right where I threw all these ash at, you don't want to walk there. My time in the north meant anything about walking across the ice, you don't want to step on there. Otherwise, you're taking a quick trip downstream. And you'll be joining our friend, Jaime, in the other world. Back to the mud. So I'll start crossing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm assuming I'm already across since I've marked all this.
Yeah. You guys are walking.
Come on, guys!
And Zeresh, as you get across first, you immediately notice to your right that there appear to be feet sticking out of the snow.
We
like
got another...
Two shoes, and they are definitely, they're definitely not moving.
We got another body over here. As well, gents.
More death, God. I can't handle it.
Whereas my army is growing ever more.
You can take your time. It's ice. As long as you don't try to run across and do any cool tricks, you can cross, no problem.
After you, Azel.
No backflips. Yeah. You just kind of shove her in the water. Bitch.
I'm going to shove her into the water.
I like that guy.
I'm doing a perception check.
What do I need to do here?
Just cross it and Zeresh sprinkled ash on the spots of the ice that
is there anything I have to roll or
weakened? No. As long as you don't decide to run or do a backflip,
unless there's something that goes wrong.
Like that.
Yeah, I assume everybody's probably like super cautious right now.
After watching that happen.
After watching our friend villain explode.
The legs and feet of a frozen crunch jump from a pile of snow.
I still have trees here.
give me an intelligence check. This is kind of like a memory.
Fortitude, constitution, reflexes, dex, and then
that will be a 20.
Okay. Maybe just through some interactions in the village, or maybe you actually had some moments of just like talking about the weather with him. You recognize this to be Old Man Dansby, who was a farmer that recently got missing.
Old Man Dansby!
He has, like, tiny arrows stuck all across them. He sort of looks like a voodoo doll, nearly.
Mm-hmm.
And, he does have some stuff with him. Some items that are in the snow sprinkled around him. What you find is a, composite longbow with 12 arrows.
Holy shit. Fucking yes.
A dagger. A masterwork hand axe.
Composite longbow. Okay. And then how many arrows?
12.
12 arrows.
And those are composite arrows, man. Just... You can throw those. I think they're called darts.
Okay.
A normal dagger, just a plain-ass dagger. A masterwork hand axe. And a pouch containing 14 gold pieces. 25 gold pieces. And 18 copper pieces.
What? 14 gold pieces and 25 gold pieces?
No. 14 gold pieces, 25 silver pieces.
Okay.
I may have said gold. I'm pretty
yeah.
And 18 copper pieces.
18 copper.
And you find a condom.
And a used condom.
No, not used.
Okay.
Poor bastard never had a chance.
What's this big bladder doing here?
He said he was going to use it on a girl.
Yeah.
He never
I'll
met
take
her.
The dagger.
I totally thought he was going to say take the condom. What's the strength bonus for that condom?
It's a +1.
I will take that.
I'll take the condom.
Yeah, he doesn't tell anyone. All right, you get the condo. It's really cool. It's got a nice bed.
Does anybody want my longbow? Elf? Half elf? You want my longbow? You guys know how to use these, right?
No, I don't, but I can learn. I'll take it.
Okay.
I'm going to start learning how to use them. When I switch classes, I probably need one.
So that's... The longbow is just the damage, right? It doesn't add to hit, right?
Right. It's just it's +1 to your attack. Not the attack roll, sorry.
Two damage.
Two damage, yes.
Okay, cool.
Alright. You guys continue on down the trail. You start to notice that the temperature seems to be dropping.
Yeah.
It's steadily getting colder the further you advance in. So everyone give me a fortitude save once again.
And there.
Nope.
That's a great reaction. Fuck.
I'm guessing Willem made it.
And the clothes gave us a +4, right?
+5.
+5.
Oh,
yes.
+5. Okay.
So let's see.
What are you looking for?
The fortitude save.
What do you see?
13. And then it's a survival, right?
For what?
Or do I just do it?
Just fortitude save, yeah.
So this is to do with the cold?
This does have to do with the cold.
Okay.
Sorry, guys, this map's a little bigger. Just gotta get that dumb hand out of the way.
17, I think, is what I got.
Okay. What'd you roll, Willem? Willem? And did you roll for Azel as well?
Yeah, those are the green ones always hurt.
Okay, shit. That's the second fortitude save Azel has missed. Okay.
Did she miss it? I don't know.
She missed the first one along with David.
It would suck if she died.
She's dead now. That would be horrible, huh?
But her, yeah, comes not real great, so yeah.
Yeah. Jiro, you're starting to feel the effects of the cold. You don't...
Is she scarred?
Oh, I got 18.
By the way?
I figured you passed it. Jiro, you're starting to feel the effects of the cold. They're not... You don't necessarily... You can just tell that you were getting close to just feeling really shitty. You know, just like, I've been out here too long. Like Mom always said, hey, don't be out in the cold so long. Azel, however, is beginning to look pretty crappy. She's like constantly just like kind of coughing and just sort of like, I thought this was a coat, not a jacket, like that sort of thing. And
hey, shut up, babe.
Yeah, that's right. You killed our comrade, at least.
You should have got plenty warm when that thing blew up.
That's true.
Somebody's still alive.
Ask Jaime how hot he is.
He's hot.
Bitch.
There's a little bit of air right there. Can I see the portal?
For the remainder of
is she scarred, by the way? I kind of feel like she should have a scar after the freaking gun exploded.
Hell, she should make a fucking notch in her gun for a kill.
Yeah, she's not hot anymore. She's fucking gross.
Your charisma was 18.
Phil, give me a second. I think it flew off the table and I was so excited about killing somebody. No, I didn't
kill him. Yeah, you did kill him. You are correct. You should have.
Dice don't lie.
Like Shakira's hit.
Yeah, exactly.
On the bright side, you did get a D point. You did kill something.
Bad D.
On
the food zone, whenever we want to stop.
Okay. I mean, we can take a break.
See, like the same where you want to map.
For Azel's, I think this would be perfect time to stop. So he's entering a new area.
Yeah,
it's very large. She's going to have a -2 to any strength and dexterity checks for from here on out.
Forever?
Until she warms up. If she has another gun to explode, maybe catch them something on fire, hang out next to that, that'd be great. 8 hours of rest will clear it, but not in this condition, not in this weather condition. Unless you get like a tent going. Use somebody's corpse. We could take a break here.
Yeah.
Because we're going to go for your faces.
What time is it? How long have we been playing?
Only like 20 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take a break, and you guys have to wait until you want to hear us eat on the microphone, because that sounds real fun.
Yeah. I'll do it.
I don't think anybody would like that.
I would listen to it, but that's because everyone
wants
to eat.
I like
eating
my mouth open with you.
Yeah. Is this yours or mine?
Yours.
How did I end up with two of these and then one of these dragon milk?
Plus the
I've already gotten the dragon milk, and then I...
Oh, you got another one? Oh, okay.
This will give David a good time to...
Yeah, I'm about finished.
Take time. It's going to be a little bit slow.
Is any humans now?
Nope.
Oh.
Or is it? You'll have to wait and find out. We'll be back after tacos.
And we are back.
That was a good break, everybody.
That was a good break. We're full of tacos.
Full of tacos and pie and beer and good times.
And new characters.
New characters. And a little bit of death still lingering. Holy shit.
I think it's all over Azel's face, though.
Yeah, it's like definitely cocky. That's fucking gross. Yeah.
Buttercock. She got butter caked all over her face.
Buttercocky.
Oh, thanks. Aww.
Round of applause, everybody. That's a very nice one. Just so our listener knows, Eric's wife, Allison, very graciously brought him his beer that we forgot. So... Fuck his friends and love his wife. Yay!
I think it'd be the other way around.
Whoa!
Fuck my wife and love my friends.
Not my friends here.
Yeah, you can go upstairs.
There's really no door.
We'll keep it down. As long as you keep it down. Alright, so. we're on, right? Yes, of course we are. But we gotta get that applause. Oh, it'll pop off and it won't explode or anything.
Can you do anything?
Yeah, you take off that box, yeah, and then you just twist it.
Hey, the cage that David's character stuck in.
It's so fitting. Just so you guys know, David's character is into bondage, so it's going to be a little weird.
Okay.
What?
I hope you're the cat. Like,
I'm honest.
Allison, will you bring me some leather and whips?
Whips and chains?
Please.
No.
Do you have chains?
No.
Like your tires?
Even if I did, no.
Well, you're the worst host ever.
How dare you live in this outfit?
Let's just change, just change this all around.
Take the plaza back. Take the clapping away. I love the sound. I want to love the sound.
I love the sound. Yeah, silence.
Silent city. Magic new dimension.
You know, I'm not really thirsty.
You're doing it, right?
I almost got it. Oh.
Yeah. Come on, podcast listeners, here it comes.
Here it comes.
It's going to feel so good.
Don't roll a one. We're within your... range of destruction.
Yeah! Happy New Year's!
About time.
Giant Lufin de Mole.
Don't forget to smell the cork.
Lufin de Mole.
Lufin de Mole.
Lufin de Mole.
I love that brewery. Unibrow? Oh,
wow.
They're awesome. Okay, so, as you guys are pro...
Oh, cork is a good idea.
Oh, yeah, I always do it because it's not only like, I feel like it's such a douche, but it's also, it smells good.
Guy,
I like to do it like.
That's douche.
Yeah. Oh, see, I have no problem with doing that douche.
The douche. Guy, just means showering.
All right, so we came back from tacos. We all leveled up. Yeah, we leveled up from tacos.
Tacos.
I'm like level 4 on the bowel movement chart. So. That's probably gross.
I got a level 8 gas cloud coming out pretty soon.
Woo! Alright, so. You guys continue on your journey, walking down the path, after finding. No, it's normal. You're doing it right now.
That's not
That's right. I've had a lot of that beer, so that's the only reason.
Super familiar with it. Maybe a water bottle at work.
You should. I mean, it would be awesome. Yeah, it's a. I don't like wheat beer, and that is a wheat beer. It's a triple wheat, and I love that stuff.
Yeah, I like wheat beer.
I don't. That no. That no wheat beer by itself. So that's just a different kind of wheat beer. It's a very Belgian.
Anybody else want some?
It's out of Canada.
Very good.
No thanks.
I'm going to continue down the path to what I already have.
Yep. All right, so you guys are going to travel along. I will go ahead and read you this flavor text as you approach what appears to be a very large house. After climbing at least 100 feet into the hills, the snowy trail finally levels off. In a clearing among the trees, a large wooden lodge overlooks a ravine, spanned by a long rope bridge. Smoke rises from the lodge's two snow-covered chimneys, and a large wood pile is stacked against the outer wall. A small outbuilding stands east of the lodge, and a stone well, nearly blanketed by snow, is barely visible, recognizable to the north. Several tracks lead southwest toward a detached steeple. Alright, so, based on the description, coming up, you guys would know that this is the stable. This is obviously the lodge. The well is over here. It is a large lodge. And I just did the outline. Obviously, there's rooms and stuff inside, so don't panic. It isn't just one big fucking gymnasium. The well's over here. I didn't draw that because I suck at drawing walls, believe it or not. It's a very weird thing I have. I can't draw them. So yeah, you guys are coming down to this path right here.
Oh, so we're way over there?
Yeah, you're way over there. I'll grab your minis minus sans David.
Sans David and the ice elemental.
That's true, too. At least Azel took out the ice elemental, you know?
Well, let's be honest. David's character was a little annoying.
He's super annoying, but I wanted that to continue with that. Fly on, butterfly.
And then,
so,
just realized his next character is probably going to be annoying too.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, no. I already know the name. It's not only funny, but it's going to be super fucking annoying. Okay, so, yeah, you guys have come across the lodge. You can see tracks. Tracks lead up to here, which you can tell appears to be sort of like a porch area into a door that leads in. Also, just so you know, these are windows, the ones that are not shaded in, and the shaded in portions are doors. So, just so there's no confusion. You see horse tracks along with human tracks leading down this way. So, yeah, what do you guys want to do?
So what's that?
That's a small building. You'll have to get a little closer to find out what it is. But, you can...
Well, let's go. I vote on the stables first.
You can take a guess. Maybe you probably think it's probably like a shed.
I vote perception check first.
I think that's a good idea. As the referee.
All right. Well, I started walking.
I got a 17.
17? You're just going to keep walking?
Well, I started walking. So let me get a little bit farther.
Do you want to... Okay.
Half my movement. Let's say before I thought. Oh yeah, maybe it is a good idea to proceed.
Okay, so you stop there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll say, what do we have here?
So those guys are looking. Not real good ones for me.
Okay, so as you stop, Lance, you immediately everyone will hear this. You immediately hear Intruders! Intruders, everyone! And you hear like a clanging, like someone's like maybe banging something against steel, like sort of like a bell.
Yeah.
And screaming out, and then I don't know what you want to do with your perception check now. I mean, you're gonna.
I got a 17. I guess what am I seeing?
You idiot. Yeah, you would have noticed that before he had walked out there that you could see movement in, like, the windows, and there's very obviously people inside as there's smoke coming out of the chimneys.
Does my perception kind of give me a number idea?
You definitely know there's more than three.
Is that all?
That is all. More than three. You know, that could be 100. So yeah, and out comes,
it's humanoid time.
That's what they say. That's what they want to do.
Go, go, humanoid! You mighty... You mighty red-shirt humanoid!
Mighty... sickly humanoid!
I like these dumbed-down character sheets.
Yeah.
These are the number... These are the dice that you were supposed to roll. It says this.
Yeah, those are pretty nice. I just realized that those don't use the true Pathfinder rules.
I already have them using PC Gen, so I'm... legit.
Pouring out the door. Four.
Content.
Precious content. That's
well, three come out pretty quickly. A fourth one sort of like slump, like strange enough, like slumps out, like almost like zombie-esque, just like. And they turn around. You hear you're like, all you hear is like, Stefan, go get Rockar. And he's like, yeah, you shouldn't be out here. And he's like, and he just kind of like rumbles and like turns back around.
Wait.
He's like, fine, fuck you guys.
Wait. So.
Wait.
These guys come out.
Yeah.
Yep. And fourth one comes out. It kind of lumps out. Just very slowly. Maybe he's, you know,
are
maybe
they,
he's sick.
Do they look
maybe
angry?
He's something's.
Maybe
yeah, I mean, they're upset that you guys are here.
What do they look like?
Can I want to try to, if that guy's going to run away or get somebody.
Well, he just turned right back inside. Yeah, they said, go get Rockar, and he was just like, whatever.
Well, I want to, can I daze him? Would they all see me daze him?
Technically, that would be initiative, with combat would start now.
Just, I'm not sure I want him to go get, what's his name?
Well, it's a little late. Everyone knows you do a perception check first.
I'm... Never really had to think about it.
Not Wilhelm.
No, you're doing true role playing. I appreciate that.
He's
and
like,
so are these guys.
He's
like
I am a rich man. I don't have any worry. Wait a minute. Why is everybody else not following me? Uh-oh.
Mommy and Daddy won't let me die.
They're not here.
You guys go ahead and give me some initiative rolls then, please.
God damn it, Wilhelm. Team roller. Well, I sure ain't going anytime soon.
Oh, one for one, another one on the green die. I know it doesn't matter in this case, but that's 3 ones.
I didn't make that four because I got a one too.
That is amazing.
For one botch, die.
Botch tax.
I guess that's botch you die.
My rolls are normally bad. You guys are making me feel like fucking champions tonight. All right, so
I wish you'd take
botches. What did you roll?
This.
Six.
Six? Heimlich, I will erase you. Goodbye.
Nine.
Wilhelm?
I have, let's see, my initiative.
Your dex, what's your dex bonus?
It's a seven.
Wow.
We gave roll.
Seven initiative. What did Zell roll?
She rolled a four total.
That's not funny, but it is.
Zeresh got a three total.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Right.
That's too many. Perceiving.
Looking too much. Too much thinking. Look at all these. This is beautiful.
Thank you.
It really is. This whole box set is phenomenally well
is that the
produced.
Beginner's box set.
Oh, the beginner's
like
box set.
They're all really.
Yeah, the pawns are awesome. I really like them.
These are all beautiful. Like, wow.
I don't think.
Fucking Ninja
Paizo, or how the fuck you say their name? I've heard like six different ways to say it. Paizo's awesome, I think.
Yeah.
Especially artwork.
They're going to have a hard time getting that D&D next out to.
Yeah.
Well,
relevant.
I mean, not to go off a huge tangent here, but I feel like the D&D name alone is.
Yeah.
They've got a really powerful brand there.
But
they do.
I heard that D&D next is actually.
I haven't looked into it. I still don't know what I'm doing in Pathfinder. I cannot try to even learn another game system.
Yeah, I don't want to go to D&D.
Yeah, I don't want to go to D&D either. I want to actually learn Pathfinder once finally. All right, so I don't think I have to tell you guys that the bandits are going first.
I think you're right.
I just don't think they've changed enough for those that are worse with Pathfinder than what I've seen.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I heard it was like. Super version of 3 and 4 put together. Or something like that.
It's got some good points from it.
Alright. Alright, well, I'm using that daze pretty quick here. You're still fucked.
Maybe. We even have other plans for you. I'm glad you brought that condom.
At least you
I've got this.
At least you won't be giving anybody any STDs, but you might be receiving some.
You'll yeah. die with a good conscience.
Be glad I didn't have that wish spell this time. Mm-hmm. Put it that way.
All right.
Tastes like dick.
All right. This band in here. I'm going to assume that's going to hit, but just for posterity's sake, I will add on everything else.
What?
I'm going to go ahead and guess that a 22 hits your AC.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, very much.
Oh,
so.
Alright.
Looks like you'll be up with David making a new character pretty soon.
That's 7 points of damage.
Okay. Ouch.
Okay, and then, like, as soon as that happens, the this man over here is like, what are you doing? You're not supposed to fucking damage the goods? And he's like, what? They're intruders, man! You heard Rockar's orders! And he's like, no, you idiot, we can ransom him off, too. This is all going on while that guy's just, like, bashing your fucking face in.
Ow! My parents are rich!
Yeah.
My parents are rich!
So,
yeah, that automatically makes him friendly towards
it. Oh! And he's like, did you hear that? He's like, what? It said his parents are rich. I couldn't hear it but from the blood gurgling. It's like, oh,
all right. Ow. You kill me, you get nothing.
I get a notch in my belt.
All right. So, this guy tries to... I'm gonna go ahead and assume that a... A 4 misses your
yes,
CMD.
Yes, that will miss.
CMD?
CMD?
Yeah, it'll miss.
Okay. So, yeah, he I don't know whether he's, like, laughing about the ransom or, like, imagining all the stuff he could buy with this money that he's going to get off of your rich parents that he just heard about. But, yeah, he totally, like, goes to miss, grab you, and totally fumbles.
Attack of opportunity?
Do it.
Do it now, good looking at the stat sheet.
Take about duty. Take about duty.
I'm trying to not die with these.
Well, hey, depending on what you heard, I mean.
Yeah, I guess it's up to you.
Who? So, oh, they tried to do that.
Yeah, unless they have a specific feat, doing grapples and stuff is attack of opportunity.
Who was,
It is.
Who was attacking me? Which one was it?
This one tried to grab you.
And that's the, oh. That's not the one that.
No, the one that attacked you is all right.
He attacked you. No school for you?
Do you have night class?
No, teaching.
Tomorrow? Is the one that's supposed to be
bad?
Yeah.
Really? So that's
like
four,
nice
outside. 4 days. Like,
compared to what it's been,
it's going to drop drastically.
Yeah.
It's already started snowing.
So I can't do a CMB versus that, huh? I don't want to kill him now. Or
well, let's be honest. As a wizard, are you gonna? With your attack of opportunity, do you really think you're gonna kill this guy?
He's like, yes, fuck yeah, I'm awesome.
Should I try to trip him?
Just my alarm
going
off.
I don't know if you can do that. Yeah, if you want to try to trip him or try to grab him, I'll allow that as your attack of opportunity. But just remember that you are not going next. Like, none of your friends are going after him. Like, you grabbing him, the guy that Allison's grabbing now, is going to be like, hey, what the fuck are you doing?
How much is this? Or are you trying to grab on that trip?
Yeah,
right.
I'm
not sure I should use my attack of opportunity right now.
Well, you don't have to, but it's free damage if it lands. I mean, this guy fumbled, you're taking advantage of it. You know, he missed. You're not, it doesn't open you up to, like, any more attacks of opportunity.
No, I know, I know.
Okay.
But it does make them angry.
They're already pissed off.
Yeah, they're out here in the freezing fucking cold. They're, you know.
Okay, I'll do it. Eat. That's not going to be
enough.
Yeah. I try to hit them with.
Yeah, you try them too. 11. You know, I mean, you're a wizard. You know, who do you want? Alright. Another guy's going to try to grab you as well.
God, make this fucking cool, man.
Hey, look at that.
Natural weapon.
Oh, yeah. 22?
Yeah, that'll do it.
Okay.
That's all right. Yeah, he's able to grab you. He's got you on his arms. Okay, and with that, you guys, I guess it's technically Willem. You can try to get out of your grapple, or you can give up and let him walk inside. It's warm in there.
It's warm in there.
I think Azel probably won't go in there more than anything.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, initiative wise, it's your turn.
It's Mike. Do you roll higher than everyone else?
You rolled.
Jesus,
Lance, your high roll was a 7. Everybody else didn't get higher than a 5.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna try to break down. 17 plus what?
CMB. Yeah.
Yep.
20.
Ooh, that might do it.
That totally does do it.
All right, I get out of it.
Yeah, you're able to like snake out of his arms.
All right.
Do you still get the move after that, or does that count as like a standard?
I was standard
to break out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can move 5.
Yep.
Right.
You can move 5, and then since you broke out of his, I guess technically those guys get an attack of opportunity if you leave the square. I mean, if you move your 5 feet, they don't.
No.
But if you try to like run out of the way, yeah, they'll get to try.
Doesn't my 5 take me out of threat range, and then I can run?
No, because the 5 foot step takes the place of your move action.
Oh.
The only other option would have been to do a. All
right.
Complete withdrawal, which I think is a 4-out,
actually.
Yeah. Alright, well then I'm going to 5 foot step out of there.
Which way?
Towards everyone else.
Okay.
Whoa.
There you go. Alright, now we go to...
And now that was my action, was escape.
Yes.
Okay. Shit. Okay.
You successfully went around without being ransomed off.
What if I had shocked the guy with shocking grass before I left?
I would have loved for that to happen, but...
Mm.
Hey, shake my hand.
Yeah, exactly. I should have.
Yeah. Jiro.
What do you... Rook is grasp. I thought I should have done that. Oops.
You guys need it. It's a big house.
Yes, it is.
Lots of room for people.
Yes, there is. Especially that they all know we're here now. If only someone
wizard.
If only someone didn't walk in front of everything.
In front of the windows.
I go,
Especially when, like, I mean,
I said, hi, me, come back.
Squares,
hi, I mean, Willem.
Yeah, 5 feet square, as you know. You're 50 feet from a window. They can see you.
I'm going to cast Burning Hands, hitting all 3 of them.
Nice.
DC reflex save 15 for half.
You're burning hands all this stuff, man. I'm a shitty wizard.
3, 4, 1/2.
Well, I rolled a 6. I'm going to go ahead and guess that they're going to fail this. And yeah. Yeah. Alright, so yeah, they take full damage.
So they each take 3.
Ouch.
And
yeah, you just hear like, holy shit! It's like warm! Yet I'm burning!
If only someone didn't have some kind of gun that would shoot bullets, it would be really good. Instead of blowing up other characters.
Okay, now we go to Azel.
I guess she's going to have to go in there with the longsword. Because she doesn't.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Didn't she have a... Well,
I don't remember exactly what she had before.
Yeah,
I don't know if
this point...
One of longbows.
She does have... She did have longbow. Yes, I don't know.
But did she take the arrows?
Yeah. Fucking arrows. I guess I'll shoot the longbow. Yeah. But you still gotta be decent with some kind of shot, right? One.
Yeah.
One.
Are you gonna make that happen?
5. Totally missing
it. Interference.
No, say
re-roll
interference.
It. Re-roll it. You didn't do it, Alison. It's okay.
There
hey, hey, look at that. Which one are you shooting? Which one is this?
This one that did damage.
Okay. Oh, wait, no. This is the guy that hurt you.
Well, the one that hit. Did she move up?
No, you got 100 feet in the longbow.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't have to move.
Okay, well, she shoots through there.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now.
Alright.
Yeah.
What's the longbow's damage?
28.
Oh. 4 damage.
Minus 2. No.
No, it would be minus.
Oh.
No damage.
Oh, wait, it'd be 0. She already had plus 2.
Yeah.
So, 4. How much damage?
I don't think.
-2 to strength. Because of cold.
It's still 4.
Right?
Yeah.
Still 4.
It's
yes.
It's a regular bow. You don't get any.
Oh, okay.
Penalties.
Right.
But it's
then it's 4.
But she's fatigued.
It'd be equal then.
It's
zero. She's +2, -2, so it'd be 0 rolling.
Okay, I mean, regardless, you hit. But yeah, there is a -2 for the dex at least.
Right, so 4 damage.
So yeah, even in there, we can say Azel's able to hit it for once, actually fire an accurate shot and hit this guy, and it just goes down like
there's a
doom.
There's a semi semi.
Yes,
yes, I did something worthwhile.
Yeah, maybe feels a little bit better. She marks off 2 notches on her.
Before Zerosh runs forward here, he looks at her and goes, I think you found a better weapon. Bitch.
She whines like a bitch.
Okay, is he a straight line for me?
Yeah, you can move through them, that's cool.
Rage charge.
Rage charge.
Power attack, longsword.
Oh my god.
Here comes the pink mist. Holy shit.
Please tell me you roll a 20. Not a 1. Okay, good.
And longsword, 19 is threat range, which is what I got. Roman to confirm.
You're going to scar these guys for life. 11, 17, 18,
19, 20.
Yes.
Two.
That clears the minus and the number you did.
So it's going to be 1d8 plus 3 times 2. So 2 plus 9 plus 6, so 15 damage total.
Yeah, there's no other way to describe this except he just explodes. Just like, boosh, and just like, it's like disgusting.
Yeah, keep your hands to yourself!
Two of them are dead already?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
He's got blood spatter on the right side from the arrow, just a little bit, and then the left side is just a traumatic, like...
You missed just like the fucking fairies.
Yeah. I do.
I felt that afterward.
All right, so now we go to... it's the last man's turn. Yeah, it's the last man's turn.
You're next!
He's going to be like, Steve, no! And he's going to take a swing at Eric with his petty warhammer.
This actually might hurt because my AC is really low right now.
Well, it was a 16.
Yeah, that'll definitely hit with my -4 to everything from charging and raging. Okay.
I'm sure you'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm at 4 hit points right now.
That's 8 points of damage.
Holy
it's
shit!
Pretty good. So, yeah, you murdered his cousin, brother, friend, whatever that guy was. These bandits all look alike.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I thought it was a lady bandit.
Yeah. I mean, if you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you feel better.
No.
It sucks.
It's a lady figure.
It's a lady.
It's a lady.
Pardon me. That lady just hit you so hot. Right, and it's going to take his 5-foot step back. Probably a little wide-eyed, a little freaked out now. Alright, boom. You're going in.
Make sure she doesn't escape!
I'm gonna do my throwing staff.
Don't mind me.
Let me not roll the cursed Zell dice. Yeah, 19.
Nice.
That's gonna hit for sure.
That is, oh yeah.
26 plus 3. Oh, well, 4.
Oh, yep.
Yep.
That does it. He keels over onto the little deck there.
Shouldn't have hit me.
And at this point in time, you guys will have to leave the room, and David gets to come down.
Oh.
I know. I unrage as she falls.
I like ice cream.
What do you do? Just get like a hug?
I'm just like,
just 12 steps.
And I'm hurting pretty bad. I'm only at 5 HP right now.
So you guys don't mind grabbing Z David.
5.
Can you start the dishwasher while you're fine?
Make David do it. He died. Punch more.
We didn't get
David
any.
Was trying
dude,
to
don't fall to his own.
We didn't get any healing potions or anything before we left, did we?
I don't believe you did.
No,
All right, it's Pathfinder with Allison. Al, hey, where are you going? You sit right back down. We've got a game player.
I was sitting out of David's seat.
So, Allison, we'll have blood and gore. How do you feel about your husband? He just got really mad and just annihilated.
A little too burpy.
Oh, he burped?
He burped.
Oh, yeah,
Rage,
I didn't even notice.
Burped.
I'm just, well, maybe that's his thing. That's David's thing.
Didn't realize he was so barbaric.
No, he is in fact a barbarian.
So what class are they?
Lance is a wizard who hates being a wizard.
Oh.
Azel is a gunslinger. A holy gun, which is a type of paladin that no longer has a gun. It exploded.
But this is a bad die for.
Yeah, that's that was the one that rolled 3 ones. And Jiro is an oracle. I'm a terrible DM. I think he's a life oracle. I'm not positive. I can't remember what class he is.
Hey!
Alright, so get these guys out of here.
I'm a catfolk now. I changed it.
You really do?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
And I'm orange.
Aw.
You're orange?
Yeah.
How orange?
Very orange.
Like super
like
orange.
Charlie, Max, and Sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So cute.
Wait, what are your cat's names?
I'm a tabby.
Charlie Max?
Charlie Max.
Charlie Max. I didn't name him.
Who named him?
Ash's mom.
I don't want to do that. You gotta put your foot down in the relationship.
They're like 5 years old.
The cats are?
Yeah.
Oh, she's had them?
Yeah.
She said
to get rid of all their cats. And,
like, she was just like, fuck these guys. Like, just one day, or...
Well, the thing is that she started taking... Because she lives on a farm in, like, Tipton,
yeah.
Which is a really rural city.
There.
I'm explaining for the podcast listeners.
Oh, these people?
Yeah,
that guy?
She has an alpaca farm, and she started taking in all the feral cats outside. So, like, we would go over there, and there'd be, like, 20 cats in the house. And
she didn't let them inside. Because, you know, most farms usually have them outside.
Yeah, no, she was bringing them inside. Like,
uh-huh.
It was insane. And
I guess it is really cold out.
Try to smell your cat house.
It just was crazy. Like, you'd be like, what cat is that? Oh, there's another cat. And then there's some more. It didn't smell.
That's tough. Because my grandma had...
Oh, no, that's
like,
your cage.
16 cats, and it smelled.
Sorry.
No, I don't care.
But anyway, she decided to get rid of all her cats, and she wanted to give Charlie Max to me and Ashley, since she's had him for so long and Ashley's known him. So we took him in. Anyway, that's how I got cats.
Yay, cats.
So.
Cool cats, that's what you need to be in.
Very nice. Cats. They're very orange.
I don't like cats.
I just don't like your cats. Just kidding.
Because they're too orange.
I was trying to pet Everest and...
He attacked you?
Hissed at me. Is it she?
Which one did you try and pet?
Everest.
She hissed at you again tonight?
Mm-hmm.
She does not like you.
She got up on the table and I like, let her sniff me and she seemed okay. So then I went to pet her drink and then ran away.
When David and I first met, I did the exact same thing.
It takes
sure
a while.
I was like,
"Oh my hands are
all
yeah."
He made me a frappuccino, and I smelled his hand, and I was like, "All right,
well,
I'll give you money."
So I gotta give frappuccino to the cats.
Yeah, that's only fair. All right, draw the map now. Need to draw the house. It's pretty exciting. Exciting stuff here on Adventures with Pathfinder.
Pretty exciting drawing stuff.
You want to do some sound effects for the drawing?
Sketch.
Sketching. Etch a sketch.
Walls going out. Nails.
So my character... Should I introduce my character? To the audience?
You know, he died so quickly the first time. I don't know what that's
going
to do.
Yeah, we should wait. Like, you don't name a pre-made
exactly. It's true.
For a little bit.
You go with the same figure, right?
I'll need a catfolk. I don't know if he has any, though.
We're going to use a barber butter cake.
I don't know. We'll have to ask him what to do.
Well, I guess if you want, your guy looked a lot like...
Yeah, we can use
Ranger.
That thing. I think he got that out for me. We can use that for the time being. If he actually has a catfolk, which I'll be surprised.
Okay, so...
Me and Barbara beat the ice golem. We're back together?
Sort of, yeah. You, I guess, go ahead and tell the podcast a little bit about your character.
Okay, so
character.
I'm playing Schnarbart, kind of Pistolin.
Totally, they're going to be so annoyed with your name.
No, I love his name.
No, I love the last name.
Snarbart means whiskers. So anyway, my character, name a town that Heimlich might have gone through. I don't know the area that well.
Well, Demgazi.
Demgazi, okay. So my character was from Demgazi, and he heard Heimlich speak when he came through town. And after he left, he had a revelation, that he needed to follow Desna. He had a vision, and then decided to track down Heimlich. He went to the town that they were at, and they told him where they were headed. So he headed out to the fort earlier, or in this. He was just kind of wandering around looking for him because he's a ranger, so he's tracking him. And he ended up getting kidnapped by these people, I guess, at some point.
Okay. Yeah, you were just out in the woods. You're following Heimlich's trail. And you got picked up by these bandits who seemed incredibly incompetent to you.
Mm-hmm.
Though their leader at the time, who you briefly came across, or had briefly seen, you noticed that they had complete obedience to this individual, and they knocked you unconscious. And as you're coming to, you're hearing singing, and it's you're waking up, you're finally coming conscious again. And you hear this weird I can't try to do this earlier. It's like suit goes up. Suit comes down, chase the Chilbane shakes right out of town. Hey, that was pretty good. And that's what you hear when you wake up. And you notice just this, the first thing you see is this massive, hulking, half-orc woman standing in front of you.
Hmm.
And she's it looks like she's cooking. And she looks over and she's like, oh, you're awake.
First, before I answered,
your armor's still on. You definitely don't have any of your weapons, and you are bound. Your hands are bound behind your back.
Okay.
And you're on your knees. You're slumped in the corner on your knees. And she's like, oh, they gave you a real beating there, didn't they?
Where am I?
You're in some sort of cottage or lodge or I don't know. Try this soup. She puts the soup ladle in front of her face, and she's like, it's good.
Up.
Good, good.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Would you want tiny?
I got a good place right here right now. I'll level with you here. I'm not really a big fan of these guys.
Mm-hmm.
I was out in the woods walking, probably a lot like you were, and they jumped me.
Really? That's what they did to me.
Yeah, well, I beat the shit out of one of them.
Yeah.
And the leader walked up and he had two skeletons with him. Just animated. I was gonna ready to fight them too, and he offered me a job. And
Are you a cook by trade?
No.
What are you?
I'm a. Well. She leans in. Just terrible breath. I'm a burglar.
You're a rogue?
Well, yeah, whatever. I don't know where you're from.
Well, let's team up and get out of here. Do you know where my weapons are?
And at this point in the conversation, you hear go get Rockar, and you hear some sort of scuffling, and you hear a door.
Is she distracted?
She looks over and she's like,
I want to do escape artist while she's not looking.
Okay, no, that's fine. Go ahead. And
7.
Okay. You're just trying.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I wonder what's going on. And she turns back to you.
Can I try to use my claws to cut the rope?
Your next escape artist check, I'll give you a bonus. Dude.
Okay.
She goes back to cooking. And she's like, well, I don't know if they need help. I mean, I'm not helping them.
I'm going to start singing her song with her. Soup goes up. I'll just start singing this. Soup goes down.
So yeah, you like that, huh? I thought that was pretty catchy myself.
Yeah, it's good. We should start a start a band. You should just let me go. Do you know where
I'm not a bard.
Do you know where my stuff is?
Yeah, it's over there behind me.
Can I have it? I'm serious. We should team up and get out of here. I mean, you know the layout of this place. We can just run as fast as we can and get out of here. I've got a... I'm trying to meet up with my, my leader, Heimlich. I'm trying to meet up with him. He's starting...
What?
Heimlich. He's starting an army to take back
my
the
name's,
north.
My name's Tenpenny. That's way easier to pronounce.
Well, I
What's
mean,
your name?
My name's Schnarbart.
Okay, Schnarfy.
No, Schnarbart.
Right.
Well,
anyway.
You can call me whatever you want if you want to help me. You know, like,
yeah.
Let's get out of here.
Well, what do you got going on? You got... Listen, if you can't tell, I'm kind of down on my luck here. I mean, look at me. I'm wearing an apron.
Well, but
this is not my thing.
You hear outside, there's something going on. We can use this distraction to our advantage.
Yeah, but I don't care. I'm not with these guys, really.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Wouldn't you rather go out on your own?
Well, if you want, you'd have an easier time using, like, diplomacy or even bluff if you're trying to lie to her. As you can tell, she's not really, she's certainly not hostile. You know, she's not very intelligent.
I'll do diplomacy. I get the same bonus for either one.
Okay.
Natural 20.
Okay. So what is exactly you telling her?
I'm just like, let's team up. You know, like, untie me, let me get my stuff, and let's just get out of this place.
She's like, sets the ladle back down on the ridge of the urn, or pot, whatever. She's like, looks up in the air. She like does this weird thing where she puts her finger. She starts rubbing her tooth that's coming out of her mouth, like oversized or like under or overbite.
Mm-hmm.
No, I guess it would be an underbite. Anyway, and she's like,
"Yeah, this place is really cold." All right, well, hold on, let me get your stuff.
And she walks over and she grabs up all your things, your belongings, and she's kind of walking back, and they're kind of falling out of her arms. And she's like kicking them towards you, and like she's trying to get everything over there. She's like, hold on. She grabs, like, a butcher's knife, and she starts, just incredibly forcefully, as if she's not trying to hurt you, but she doesn't really have any, I won't say she's very, dexterous or kind.
Yeah.
She, like, roughly grabs your head and, like, pulls you forward and starts, like, sawing out, and, like, your head is kind of, like, in the fold of her stomach.
Yeah.
Like, she's, like, sawing off, the ropes. And,
how's that? Do you feel better?
And you're able to stand up?
Yeah, I'll just try to, rub my wrists, you know, like they do, and then I'll gather my stuff up. I'll get my star knives out and equip them.
Okay.
And I'll say, let's go.
Okay. And she's like,
well, that Rockar guy's got a lot of nice stuff.
Does he?
How are you with, you seem like a straight arrow.
Well, I helped you with, you helped me
get out. How do you feel about murder?
Is he evil?
Yeah, I mean, he walks around with two skeletons. That's evil in my book, if I could read.
You know what? He did this to me, and you helped me, I will help you.
Alright, yeah, awesome.
Quid pro quo. Well, I speak Latin.
Man, what? Excuse you. Alright, so... Okay,
and yeah, she, like, takes off her apron. And she takes out a short sword
mm-hmm.
with her hand. She's like, alright, follow me.
Alright, let's go.
And then at that point, as you guys exit the room, you see like strangely enough, three more guards running out this direction, and they fly through this door right here, and she's like,
oh, let's chase them. Maybe that's where Rockar was. They called him earlier,
so
okay.
Yeah, and she's, like, running. She grabs you by your sleeve, and, like, on your own, and she's just, like, running along with you. And, she goes straight, they go straight out this door, and that's where we will bring back the group.
All right, I think that's a good place to end the episode while we're at it.
Don't make me go out in the cold. It's so cold out there.
All right, well, that was exciting. People died. Stuff happened when I wasn't down here, so I don't know. And
more murder.
A frog came?
Kermit the Frog.
Oh, yeah. Allison.
Yeah.
And Allison.
Totally.
Guest star in this episode. All right, so we'll see you next week. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresinpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.